One of the things that I feel is extremely important is that you instill strong family bonds. You incorporate in your life time for your children. You literally take trips with them, spend time with them, worship together, having salah on a daily basis with your children, talking to them about this dunya, not necessarily religious lectures, just having a strong bond with our children. Again, it'll instill in them the notion of the nuclear family, the notion of having a strong understanding of what it means to be a father, mother, a brother, sister, a son or daughter. So one of the problems that we have in this part of the world is that all too often we don't spend enough time with our children. And I mean, I'm also guilty of this. May Allah forgive me because of all that. But khair, you try your best, alhamdulillah. And small things, and again, I'll be very personal here. One thing that I still practice to this day is that at least one of the prayers, you know, when I'm home, you know, I'll force, you know, because it's still forcing, calling and yelling, I'll force all of us to come together and we will literally pray jama'ah together. And sometimes afterwards sit down and talk and joke and laugh and get an update. Again, these small things of just forming a family bond, I believe these are subconscious ways of instilling in our children the reality of family. Because we do have to counter this ideology of men and women being the same, or gender roles being the same, or genders being fluid, or same sex or whatnot. And one of the ways to do this, once again, is to show in your own lives the reality of what it means to be a Muslim.
إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.